也比较饿，有一下。Hello. Hello, Janie available, please.
Who's calling?
My name's Janie. I'm from MME Legal. You requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation from when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
How are you, Janie? Okay?
I'm all right, aye.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so Janie, my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler, okay? Now, in regards to compensation... Sorry, go on.
Can you give me 2 minutes to get a pen?
Yeah, of course I can. Yeah, go on. Yeah, no problem at all. Honestly, don't worry about it, Janie. That's perfectly fine.
Right, your name is James.
James Thompson, yeah.
Thompson. Right. Okay.
Okay. So, brilliant, Janie. So, what I need to do, in regards to get your case set up, I'm going to go for a claim report. It roughly takes around about 5 minutes to complete. Then, once I've done that, I'll let you know what's going to happen moving forward. Okay. Now, the average compensation is around about £45,000, Janie. Okay. So, once we've set up your case file, the solicitors will contact you back within 7 to 14 days, and they'll let you know exactly how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay, Janie?
Perfect.
Brilliant stuff, no problem at all. If you'd like to save this number, because I'm your case handler, if you've got any questions or any problems, you can always contact me back on this number. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Brilliant stuff, no problem. Yep, that's the one. It will be on the phone at the end of the call, so don't worry about it, okay?
I'm terrible waiting and technical. I've got to get my Wayne Stevens' phone number.
Have you actually? Okay. So that will be a question later on. So are you okay using, do you use WhatsApp on your mobile at all?
I've got WhatsApp, yeah.
Use WhatsApp, that's perfectly fine. Because what we'll need to do, for your claim report, we'll need to get one form of ID and one form of proof of address as well. But what we'll do, we'll get that later on. We're just going to concentrate now on just getting the claim set up. Okay. So, Jane, I've got your date of birth as the 28th of the 2nd, 1972. Is that correct?
Aye,
that is brilliant. No problem at all. So I will go through a series of questions with you. If none of them don't apply to you, you can just say skip and it's no problem at all. Okay.
Okay.
So I've got your surname as V-E-R-H-E-E-S. Is that right?
Yep.
Brilliant stuff. Bear with me just one moment.
Excuse the coughing, I've got COPD.
Oh, do not worry about it. Do not apologise for a cough. I've got one myself at the minute. I think I'm coming down with something, if I'm honest with you. A little bit of flu going around, Janie.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Can I take an email address? In fact, I've got an email address here. It's your first name, surname, 6380@gmail.com. Is that right?
That is correct, yep.
Brilliant, Janie. And the best number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now. And that ends in 218. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. One more. Is it Miss or Mrs?
Miss.
Miss, that's fine. No problem. So as I mentioned, Janie, I'm going to go through a few questions with yourself now. It roughly takes about 5 minutes. I mentioned earlier, the average compensation for the redress claim is around about £45,000. But when the solicitors do contact you, in regards to the compensation, it's not there to heal any scars. It's really there to provide you with a brighter future. Is that okay?
That's exactly how my wains were saying it to me. You can't take away the bad memories, but you can make
them. Of course you can, Janie. Yeah, 100%. Okay. Don't feel apologetic if you do get upset on the call. Everything that we do discuss remains between me, you, and the solicitor. Okay, the calls are confidential. And if there's anything a little bit distressing, just say move on, and we'll try. We'll make it as easy as possible for you, Janie. Okay. And
yeah,
can I start as well, Janie, by taking your postcode, please? Have you got your postcode?
S for Freddie, K for Kilo,
yes.
3-0. A for Alpha,
yep.
Hold on, FKC, O-A-L, A, Alpha Lima.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat that back to you. It's F for Foxtrot, K for Kilo, 8. Is that correct, after?
FK3.
Oh, I do apologise. Foxtrot, Kilo, 3. and then it's zero alpha Lima, and I've got burn foot coat. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I'm at number 10.
Number 10, that's fine. No problem at all. Just going to pop that onto your report now. There'll be more. If I do go quiet, Janie, I'm not ignoring you. I'm still here, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just updating your report as we go along. Try to do it as quickly as I can for you.
So, see, all this, so I will only need to get in touch with, like, a solicitor myself. This will all be done.
Say that again, sorry, Janie.
So, with this, I won't need to get a solicitor myself.
No, so what happens, one's provided from you. So we're MMA Legal, so we're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with the cases in regards to Redress Scotland, okay? Now, the legal team, in regards to the compensation, for the legal costs, because they'll have to get all the records, they'll have to do all the chasing. Basically, it's a matter of you just sitting back and relaxing and waiting, really. They will charge, it's no win, no fee. So they will charge, it's maximum, they can charge is 20%. So if you were to receive £100,000 in compensation, they'd take 20 and you'd receive 80,000. Does that make sense?
No, that's perfect, because they're doing all the work. I totally understand that.
Yeah, so it's just to cover their legal costs and their legal expenses. But
yep.
I do need to make you right, it is capped at 20%. It cannot be any more than that. Okay.
Right.
They will explain that to you. There are a few solicitors, I think, charge around 25 to 30%. But ourselves, you're going to receive the documentation and it's fully capped at 20%. Okay.
That's perfect, yes. Yeah. No, I totally understand that.
That's fine. So I need to ask you this question, Janie. Do you have a terminal illness at all?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Next question. I need to put on your report a beneficiary or next of kin. So what this means, because the money for the compensation is such a substantial amount, okay, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving the payment, and unfortunately you couldn't receive the payment, who would you like the money to go to?
It'd be my eldest son.
Eldest son, okay. I'm just going to pop his name down on here, okay. Can I just take his name?
Christopher
McLeod. M-E-C-L-E-O-D. Right, bear with me a moment. Say that again. You broke up. I do apologise.
Christopher, just spelt normally.
Yeah.
And McLeod. M-E-C-L-E-O-D.
Brilliant stuff. I've got that for you. And what's his date of birth?
2/10/88.
Oh, we've got the same. He's got the same birthday as me.
Oh, imagine that.
Exact same year as well.
Oh, that's crazy, yeah.
That's crazy. Have you got a contact number for him, Janie?
He won't be
contacted whatsoever, Janie. He'll only be ever contacted if anything was to happen to you and you couldn't receive the money, okay? So basically, that's what a beneficiary is. All right.
ABC, Christopher. Give me 2 seconds.
Take your time. Do not rush.
07.
Yep.
821.
Yes.
023.
Yes.
002.
I'll repeat that back to you just quickly, Janie. 07821. 023002. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm now just going to do, the next stage is I'm going to go into the care settings facility, okay? So I'm going to ask you a few questions. You can answer them. If you don't apply, so you can just move on. Okay. Can you just confirm the age when you was first within childcare services for me, please?
I can't say for definite, but I know it was round about 5 years old. I went into foster care, but we were actually in, like, residential care for before that. We were in Whedon's Hall. We're in Reading House.
Okay. So was that before the foster care, was it?
That was before the foster care, yeah.
Okay. So when you first went into the care facilities, how old do you think you were then?
When we first went into care, I didn't care. I was definitely under... Hopefully that'll all be on my record, huh?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So it's just roughly just so they can search for records.
Before five years old.
I remember... Go around about 1975, do you reckon?
Yeah, because I remember starting primary one when we were with, like, the foster parents were off.
Okay.
I remember starting primary one then.
The first place you went to, do you remember the name of that?
I'm going to guess it was like Reddin Home or Reddin House it was called.
Reddin, is that in Scotland, yeah?
Yep.
Let me just pull up the records. Give me 1 second, okay. I won't be a moment, Janie. Reddin House in Scotland. Give me a second.
And after that, we went to Reddin's Hall. I think these are both closed down now.
The majority of people we do speak to, a lot of the places are closed. But yeah. We've still got records for them. We can get them up. Do not worry about that. There won't be a second.
I mean, the Reddin's Hall one, they're like a wee holiday home now, and they've got pods at the front.
Wow. Okay. Right, so Reddin's House. That's fine. And do you remember how many years you was there for?
I think I was like a toddler when I was there.
Oh, yeah, so you won't know, will you?
Okay. No.
In regards to the places that you do remember, so we are going to touch upon in regards to any abuse that you sustained. Where was the main place that you recall being?
Abuse at the Rolfs, at the foster parents.
Right, okay. So that was at foster parents, was it? Give me just one moment. I'm going to place that onto your report now. How old were you when you went with the foster parents?
Like I said, I remember starting primary one there, so...
Right, so you would have been around about, we say, 6 or 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was actually before that, because we were there for a space time. Like, it was so many years ago, but I'm trying my best to remember.
No, I can imagine, yeah. But, honestly, Jane, if it's just there or thereabouts, it's not a problem. Just what you think it might
be. I definitely started Kerry Primary there.
Okay. So with the foster parent, did you say, what were their names? Can you just confirm their names?
They were called Frank and Ruth Rolfe, R-O-L-F-E.
Okay, give me a second. And what was the surname? Can you spell the surname for me? Rolfe.
R-O-L-F-E, Rolfe.
Oh, there you go. R-O-L-F-E, is that correct?
Yep.
I've got you. Okay. So I'm going to say roughly, you said you were in primary one. How long were you with them foster parents?
Till I was about 12 year old.
About 12, okay. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to work that out in regards to the years-wise. Okay. 35 is 5. You were around about 1982. He was roughly around there with them. Okay. Now, I do need to ask you in regards to the foster parents. I'll place that onto your report. Okay. Now, I need to ask you these questions. It's massively important. Was there any physical abuse?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to place that down. Okay. Was there any mental abuse?
Yes.
There was? Okay. I'm trying to pop that down for you. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any sexual abuse?
No.
Okay, no sexual abuse. Mental and physical abuse at this moment in time. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I will ask you, Janie, would you say it's had a massive impact on your adulthood? Do you suffer from any trust issues, anxiety, mental health?
Yes, and I have all my days. I see a mental health nurse now. I battled with it for years, and I tried to do it by myself. Back when I was 40 years old, I took a massive load of pills.
Right, okay.
Luckily, I'm still here. My daughter intervened there.
Oh, that's a godsend. Bear with me a moment.
Like, there isn't any medical record because we kept it in, like, between us because I was so embarrassed.
Okay. I've been there myself. I know how it feels. I'm going to pop that down on there. So you do suffer from mental health as well. Anxiety, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. Anxiety, depression.
I'll put it down on it because it can obviously, it'll put you in the higher bracket for the compensation. So mental health, anxiety. Would you say any sort of PTSD?
I see PTSD. That's what my mental health nurse told me.
Okay. Any trust issues as well?
Sorry, what's that?
Is it trust issues as well, Janie?
Yeah, even with my own children.
Okay. Pop that down on there, okay. Bear with me 1 second. Right, so I'll place that down on there. So with the foster parents, there was physical abuse, mental abuse. Within your adulthood, you suffer from mental health, anxiety, PTSD, and trust issues. Are you on any medication at all, Janie?
Yep, they've had me on so many different happy pills, I call them. This is, I've been on fluoxetine.
Right.
And okay. I went to as high a dose as I could with that. Nothing. I just still felt the same. Then they put me on cetraline.
Mm-hmm.
I went as high as I could with that. And then they stopped. Wow. They've changed me on to mitrazepine because I didn't even sleep at night.
Wow. Okay. I'm placing that down there for you. Now, in regards to that, the solicitors will be looking at that in regards to how much they will be going in for. Anybody that suffers from mental health or any PTSD or trust issues and that are on medication for it, they will go into the higher bracket, so they will talk to you about that. Okay. Now, in regards to the foster parents, physical abuse, was you ever hit or attacked in any way?
Aye, we were hit on a weekly basis. And it wasn't just hit, we got leathered with, this is how I explain it. Mrs. Rolfe had these, hard-soled slippers, right? And when this... And when the sole went smooth,
yep,
he would put the poker in the coal fire, make it so red hot, and he would brandish new tread on that. And then we'd get over with that.
Right, okay, let me pop that down on there. Okay. Hard soled slippers, physical beatings from the parents.
Belt, wooden spoon. I've seen a tennis bat. I seen a tennis bat get broke over my brother's back. There was another foster lad. I seen a pool cue get broke over his back.
Give me just one moment. Okay. So we try not to go into it too much. I'll put a bit of down there. What will happen, the solicitors will elaborate on your statement. They'll come back to you and then read it to you, and if that matches and you're happy with that, you can go ahead with that statement. If there's anything you'd like to add, you can add to that, okay. Now, from the foster parents onwards, from 1982, where did you go from there, Janie?
After the foster parents, we went back to Reading's Hall.
Okay, give me just one moment. And how long was you there for?
I can't remember. I'm going to see about maybe a year or so. Then we got moved from there to a home in Brayhead in Stirling. I think that was run by the Aberlour Trust. I don't know. I didn't really remember much about that time.
Okay, don't worry about it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pop on the next place that you went to after the foster parents onto your report. Okay, can you just tell me where it was again?
Reading's Hall.
Reading's Hall.
W-E-E. G-I-N-G-A, Readings Hall.
Yep, I think I've got that on the report. Give me just 1 second. Readings Hall, Scotland. Give me a second. There we go. I've got it here. Is it near Falkirk? Is that correct?
It is, yep.
Yeah, I've got the records. Give me just one moment. Readings Hall House it was, wasn't it? Is it the school children's home? I've got the records here. Bear with me a moment.
No problem.
Okay. So you said you was there for around about a year or so?
Yeah. And then we moved to Brayhead in Stirling.
Okay.
And that was another residential home.
Yep. No problem at all. Can I ask you at Readings Hall House, the actual children's home, was there any physical, mental or sexual abuse there?
Definitely mental abuse.
Okay.
I didn't personally suffer physical abuse, but I know by heck my brother did be getting restrained.
Did you witness
it
as well, did you?
Yes, they did that. And notice my brother, whoever was being restrained, it was in so full vision, everybody that was in that area.
Give me a second. Okay, so I need to put it on your report that you've also witnessed it, because that puts you even in a higher bracket as well. Okay.
Right.
Bear me a second, Janie. So mental abuse, and you witnessed children physical abuse, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any, obviously, that's, you suffer from mental health, anxiety, PTSD, and that's had an effect from being there as well, is that correct?
Definitely, I'd say it's just, it's all down to my childhood, and then in my adulthood, it was, I've been in two relationships, and they were both violent, do you know what I mean?
Okay, okay. Massively important that I put that onto your report, which I've done, okay. So, like I said, the solicitors will elaborate a statement for you, Jane. They'll read it back to you when they contact you, to let you know if that matches up with what your thoughts are on obviously the abuse side of things. Now, what I am going to do, I'm now going to get your report set up, get it sent over to the legal team. But before we do that, I have to get you an email sent out. It's an authorisation email to state that you're happy with the legal team to contact you. To let you know exactly, obviously, how much you're due back, and also how long it's going to take from start to finish. Is that okay, Janie?
That's perfect, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Bear with me a moment. Like I said, I'm your case. I'm always contactable. Save this number after the call, and if you've got any questions, you can always contact me. Is that okay?
That's perfect, yeah.
No problem at all. So do you have access to your emails? Are you able to go onto your emails?
I do. I can work that, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. That's fine. If not, we're always on hand just in case. We have some people that can't actually like go on to their inboxes, and we do try and talk them through the best we can. We try and make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, I can do that. I've only just learned how to send an email, but I can help you open them and read them, yeah.
Wow. Give me just 1 second, Danny. Thank you. So that's coming through to you now. If you just go onto your inbox for me, you should have received an email from MMA Legal.
Seconds.
It's literally just been sent, Aaron, so it should be with you in the next 5 or 10 seconds.
Right, there we go, yep. And what am I doing? I'm clicking on the blue writing.
Click on it. Yep, that's what it's a click on, and it should be a link, and it'll say review and sign. Once you open that, if you scroll down, there should be a signature button where you can do a squiggle with your finger, and then underneath it says execute all documents.
Right, and press that execute all documents.
Yep, execute all documents, yep, that's the one. And it should say complete.
Signing complete.
There we go, let's check it out, Aaron. Yep, I can see that's been done, brilliant. So you're giving authorisation there that obviously you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you and go through in regards to how much they're going in for. Like you said, the average compensation is £45,000, okay.
Yeah.
With every case that we've got, there's a 100% success rate on that based on obviously the client winning. I will make you aware as well, within around about 48 hours' time, you will receive a call from a caseworker, okay. They'll let you know in regards to your structure of your claim for you. And then the solicitors will let you know how long it's going to be. Okay. Do you want to just take this number down for me, Janie? Because this is a number that you'll have to look out for.
The number that you're calling on?
No. So it's with the caseworker will ring you.
All right. Yeah,
number.
I've got that. I've wrote the caseworker.
Yeah, pen handy.
Yep.
So caseworker, it's 0161.
0161.
563.
563.
0816. Brilliant stuff. So that's a caseworker welcome call, yeah. So you'll get that within the next 48 hours.
I didn't answer strange numbers, you know.
That's why we give our clients a number. Just so a lot of people these days, if any number is going to ring, I do it myself. If I don't recognise the number, I don't pick up. But it's vitally important that you do pick up that call to get your claim.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Brilliant stuff. What I last now need to do, Janie, I need to get our administration team to send you a message out via WhatsApp. Now, we need one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address. Now, photo ID can be a bus pass, can be a passport or a driving license.
The only thing I've got is a passport, but it's out of date.
Right, okay. Let me just speak with the administration's team to see if we can accept that. Do you not have any other photo ID at all?
No, I didn't.
no.
I need to apply for a bus pass, but I've not done it yet.
I tell you what, let me just speak to the MHA. Have you got 3 letters dated within the last 3 months that have come through to your home address? I'll speak with the administration team now. I'll place you on hold for a few minutes. If you want to go and have a look for 3 letters that are dated from January this year onwards.
I'll
come back to you in a few minutes. Is that okay? Just hold the line for me, Jane. I'll be back with you in a minute. Thank you.
My home care. What is that? Date on that? Where should be? The 15th of the 1st. I'll put that in my box and later. Oh, we've got that.
And that's older, Jenny. September, October, November. Oh, no. That's September. DP. When did I get? Was that January or what? January. Right, there's that. Right. No pension. That's pension. That's really old. No.
Hi, Janie, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So I spoke with the administration team. Because your passport is out of date, we can't use that as an identification. But what we can do, we can use 3 letters dated within the last 3 months, okay? And that will cover you for your ID and your proof of address. Okay. So have you got 3 letters there by any chance, Janie?
I've got 2 separate ones for the social security, right?
Right, okay.
Would it matter that they're the same place?
Have they got different dates on them?
Yes, they do, yep.
Right, as long as you've got different dates on them, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
What we've our administration team have sent you a message via WhatsApp. Now, I need you to take 3 clear pictures of them full letters. So it has to be the full letter. So it has to be 4 corners on each picture of each letter.
Right. And then, the 3 letters with a prescription in mind, do?
Yeah, as long as it's got your address and a date on it, Janie. That's not a problem at all.
See on my birth certificate, I'm Elizabeth Jane, but I've always been called Janie. So some of my letters are Elizabeth Jane, but my prescription is Janie, but it's still me.
Right, okay. Give me just one second. So it's Elizabeth Jane, is that correct?
My full title,
yeah,
Elizabeth Jane
Verice. Right, my Sunday name is Aquila. Yeah, Sunday name. What I'll have to do, Jane, I'll have to change that to your actual name, okay? Give me a moment, okay? Just on here. So it's Elizabeth Jane.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, let me just change that. Give me a second. So in regards to, did you say it was a prescription?
My prescription, yeah, I get this every month.
Is it in a letter format or is it in a prescription format?
It's just like the one piece of paper, the prescription.
Right, I'm not sure we'll be able to use that. Have you got any other letters at all? Come through in a lot, like this month at all, like anything, literally, like from Tesco's or anything?
I will have a look. I can find 2 at the minute, and I'm guaranteed I will find another one, and the postman's more convenient, so I might get another one, but I will find another one.
That's fine. Do you want to have a quick look now? Is that okay? And that'll be everything completed on your case then?
Well, I didn't know how long it'll take. I need to go into that spare room.
Yeah, right, okay. What have you got there in front of you at the minute?
I've got the 2 letters, Social Security.
Yeah, do you want to take a picture of them 2 for me and pop them through? If you go onto your WhatsApp, you should have received a WhatsApp message from our administration team. Have you seen that?
Yes, hold on. I'm just trying to clean up the table.
Yeah, take your time.
One, 2, and then I'll be going onto WhatsApp.
Yeah, if you go onto your WhatsApp messages, you should have received a message from ourselves.
WhatsApp. That's James from MMA. Am I doing? Camera.
So take. Have you took a go on your camera button. Then it has to be a clear picture of each letter. So it has to be a clear picture of each one, so separately. Just so they can confirm you are who you are. That's all it is, Janie.
Wait, it's 1. That's 2.
Okay, when's the date on that 27th of January?
Second one's not so clear, is it?
Give me just one moment, Janie. I'm just going to check them for you. No, that's fine. That works. I can see that, yeah. January, February, March. We should be okay with that. Bear with me a moment. Just going to attach that to your file now for you, Janie, okay?
Okay.
Won't be a moment. We do need another letter. So what I'm going to do, do you want me to give you a call back in about 10 minutes or so?
Could that be perfect, yeah.
I'll do that for you. I've saved them to your file now, okay? They're perfectly fine as far as I can see. One's the 30th of January. That's perfectly fine. And one was the 27th of January. Okay, so don't worry about that. I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes. Once we've got a last letter, if you try and get it within February or even possibly if there's any in March, that'd be perfectly fine. I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes and we'll get them attached to your file and then I'll let you know what's going to happen. Is that all right, Janie?
Perfect, yeah.
Brilliant. Speak to you shortly. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Nana.